Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's me, Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那刚刚大家听到的歌呢，来自滚石乐队
The Rolling Stones。
然后那个歌叫做
She's a Rainbow。
你这口音太恐怖了。
No, it's great. She's a rainbow.
她像一道彩虹。我们选这首歌就是因为我们今天要跟大家讲讲英语里面不同的颜色。它代表不同的东西，不同的情绪。口语里面、
right.
Instead of saying to someone, you look a bit sad, you can say,
you look a bit blue.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit blue.
I got the blues.
对。好，今天在我们的微信公众号里我们会告诉你几种最常见的颜色，然后它在英语里面都代表什么样的情绪，口语可以怎么用。 So just now we were talking about feeling blue、And in a recent show, we talked about 蓝瘦香菇，对吧？
Oh, right.
And this whole idea of blue、
yeah.
对，就是很忧郁。然后忧郁，其实我有个特别喜欢的英语词，Melancholy.
Melancholy, yes.
Oh, if you're feeling melancholic.
Melancholy, it sounds very poetic.
对，就是很诗意的一个词。但是呢，你也可以，其实 I think if you say I'm feeling a bit blue or I've got the blues, 同样也很诗意的，很地道的，但其实又没那么难。
Right.
所以你前面刚刚说 you look a bit blue, can you actually say
sure,
that?
Sure, of course.
因为那个我就特别想到那个 Avatar,
Avatar. No, it doesn't mean your skin is blue. We do have a phrase though, if your skin is blue, someone beat you black and blue.
Oh, 乌青块是吧
right,
bruises.
Right, the bruises.
好啊，当然 we hope that's not
right.
you. 但是我想说就是那个 blues, 音乐的布鲁斯。对，其实他之所以有这个名字也是因为这个音乐听起来比较 melancholic、
oh, yeah.
对不对，有这样的一种情绪啊。好，那接下来我们看蓝色的一个 cousin 吧，很像的颜色。
okay, cousin, neighbor, green
绿色啊、绿色呢，这个在英语里面它首先有一个含义是比较 negative 的、
that's right
就是Jealousy,
right.
它代表嫉妒。
Okay. Now the thing is, we always have the same question, jealousy and envy.
Jealousy 是嫉妒妒忌。Envy 比较好吧，是羡慕。
Right, but you know, in our Bible, basically, it says don't be envious, don't have envy.
所以有的时候 envy 在英语里面也是像 jealousy 差不多的。
I think we have the right idea. I think, you know, envy is pretty...more positive, right? You know, like, oh, Jenny got a new car, and I'm a little envious.
You're green with envy.
I'm green with envy. Jenny's little sports car she's driving around.
我其实都不会开车。所以这个说法 green with envy, 它其实就是嫉妒了，对不对？
Yeah, yeah,
就是羡慕、
exactly.
嫉妒、恨，就是这样的情绪出来了啊。好像你们还说 jealousy is a green-eyed monster.
It's a green-eyed monster, right? So when you start to feel jealous, you become a monster, or you the monster takes over you.
而且是绿眼睛的一个怪物，
right.
就是那种特别嫉妒、特别仇恨的，对吧？但是呢 ，green 它还有一个另外的意思。
Oh, right. So this one means a little bit new.
Inexperienced.
Yeah, like not new in like a fresh way, but just inexperienced. You don't have the experience.
就是比较青涩。
That's the same thing.
中文说的青涩。所以基本上这个 green, 你会听到很多职场新人他刚开始工作或者刚到一个公司他就说、oh, I'm a bit green or I'm still a bit green、对不对、
right.
照顾一下、对，好，那我们接下来再看和绿完全相反的颜色，就是红。
OK, red、Alright, so here we are in China.
大家都很对，这红色是中国的吉祥色，是中国色。
That's right.
但是呢，在我觉得北美吧，好像 red 是不太好的。
Well, you know, red is, you know, the strongest emotions.
对，它是很浓烈的颜色，所以 it also represents very strong emotions. 也代表很浓烈的感情，比如说。
So like we could talk about anger.
所以在西方大家看到红，脑子里跳出的不是 you know, being lucky, good luck, 不是吉利，而是这种什么Danger, maybe.
A little bit dangerous, yeah.
对吧？就是 red alert, 就是红色警告、警报，然后还有你刚刚说的就是这种气愤、anger. 或者那个我们之前 Black Friday 的节目说过，就是 as an accountant,、
oh, right.
like the numbers, if you're in the red, it means you're losing money. 这就是为什么 I think it's fascinating that、like the stock market, 那个 stock indexes, 在中国我们红色是代表这个股票上涨。
Right.
但是在、西方是倒过来的。
Right, so 西方 it's the opposite. Yeah, it's, if it's going up, it's black. And if it's going down, it's all red, oh no!
西方那个绿色是上涨。
All right, okay.
对不对？是下跌，跟我们中国完全相反。
Right. See how much I know about money over here.
你没买股票吧？
Not yet.
No. It's a good thing you haven't. 好，那、speaking of opposites, I think the next pair also 在东西方的文化也是不一样。
Totally, yeah. Like, so for example, death. Dun, dun, dun. Black and white. When we go to a funeral, we always wear black.
是的。
Because we associate, you know, black with death.
对，就是很 it's a very dark feeling, right? Like the monster or the
monster.
Or death or 像 Black Widow,
Black Widow.
黑寡妇。但是在中国呢，就是 funeral 什么的就会穿，就我们觉得白色是这种、太素的、什么的，就对，感觉有一点不吉利。Whereas in the West, the color white represents, you know,Purity, 然后 holiness,
yeah.
就是很圣洁的一个颜色。
Well, I think about like a wedding, right? Like it, when I think about white,
婚礼
I just think about, you know, like everybody just wears white.
对，所以在西方，你看他们的婚礼不太会穿红的，因为前面我们说的就是这种什么 anger 啊、danger. 这中国我们传统的都是红，然后这个白色婚纱也是后来从西方才传来的，
right.
对不对？啊、so talking about, you know,Opposites.
It's kind of cool.
对，因为 opposites attract.
Opposites attract, they do.
异性相吸，就讲到特别不一样的，你才会觉得，哎，多学英文其实是很有意思的啊。我们今天最后要讲的 this pair of color, 它们其实就颜色来讲没有关系，但是它在英语里代表的概念是完全相反的。
Okay.So first, let's talk purple.
另外一个颜色是黄色。
Okay.
所以我说这个 colors, they are not cousins. They're not remotely
right.
similar.
Right. Okay, so purple. Purple often stands for bravery and courage.
That's right. 所以紫色呢，大家知道美国它有一个勋章叫 the Purple Heart.
That's right. So this is an award or a medal.
对，勋章啊，就是紫星勋章，它代表的就是勇敢。So it's one of the highest honors you can get in the military.
One、right? of them, yeah, one of them.
对 ，for the very brave men and women who serve their country, 就一个 Purple Heart， 总统会颁给他，对吧？好，但是 yellow 这个黄色
啊、
First of all, it's not what you think it represents. 和中文黄色是不一样的。
Right.
It's not about, you know, 就比较 sleazy 色情的东西。
When I first learned that, I was so happy. And I think every joke that I made for 3 years involved the color yellow.
Dirty jokes?
They're just jokes about
yellow,
dirty jokes.、
但是呢，在这个美国 ，yellow 它不是这种黄色笑话那种黄色，它的意思是
，It's the opposite of brave, which is cowardly.
哦，就是很胆小的，对不对？
Right.
就是很怂，有一个说法是不是叫什么 yellow belly?
Yellow belly, yeah. A yellow belly is a noun, or you could even put them together, right? Yellow bellied coward. Yellow bellied coward.
Or someone is such a yellow belly, 是吧
That's right. So, I mean,
黄色的肚子 belly 就是肚腩
I mean, not long ago, I was watching the TV show Westworld.
Oh, 你在看那个
About all, you know, cowboys and
对
stuff.
对对
This is an expression like that comes from that sort of place. Cowboys and
okay.
You're yellow.
就他们那个时候西部牛仔会这样用什么 yellow 什么的
Yellow-bellied coward
好，所以哎呦，我觉得今天节目特别有意思哦，很基本的颜色，哎，没想到它在英语里面可以代表这样的一种情绪感情，然后在口语里面可以这样用。那另外一个对于颜色我还很喜欢的就是 besides this very ordinary 大众化的颜色，还有一些颜色是很特别的，它的名字也很特别。
OK，
比如我前几天跟你说我特别喜欢一种蓝。
Oh, you did. You told me it was kind of like a teal.
Teal, 对，就是那
种 I totally guessed.
孔雀那绿松石的一种蓝，然后它的英语叫 teal.
Teal.
T-E-A-L. 然后大家喜欢什么颜色呢？都可以在我们的微信留言里告诉我们。我觉得最后就是 you know, speaking of yellow, 你还会学到什么Teal, 对吧？不只是 yellow, 各种样 maybe navy blue, indigo, 这个很深蓝色的深夜的蓝，英文就可以叫做 indigo,
yeah.
或者还有一个我很喜欢的颜色 it's like a very intense dark orange,
oh, okay.
almost like a burnt, 烧焦的那个橙子。
Okay, I'm going to use my, usually guys, when we talk about colors in the West, it's kind of like a,Reddy orange or
brownish orange,
or orangey red.
Whereas if you're a woman and you love your colors, you'll know that color is called sienna.
Sienna,
真的很美的耶。我觉得就是女生叫这个名字也很好听。好，那 what's your favorite color? 然后我们今天所教到的那些说法，哪些是你以前知道的，哪些是今天新学的呢？都可以在微信推送留言里告诉我们。有，我觉得新的一年嘛，开言英语就是每天我们都有新课。Doing these topics, 就算很基本的讲颜色，也能讲出这么多有用、实用的。It's what makes our work fun,
absolutely,
and meaningful to us. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye, guys. She's like a